My guests today are Charlie Chapman and Azhar Salahuddin. Guys, how you doing?
Hey.
You guys are working a lot with Azure Service Bus and Azure Notification Hubs, correct?
That's correct.
Let's talk about that. What is a notification hub in Azure?
So you set up a notification hub within your Azure Service Bus namespace. And it provides you with a unique endpoint that you can use that endpoint to register your native apps with the HTTP channel.
Okay, so it's an HTTP endpoint.
Yeah, so you can actually then register that channel and then receive toast notifications, raw notifications, or even badge notifications for your tablet app.
Badge is what?
Badge is more like a number one on your email tile. Think you've got one new email. Similar to that.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, so essentially it gives you the ability to push notifications to all three major mobile OSs at this point.
Yeah.
In
like
all
Microsoft,
the forms,
Apple,
yeah, Apple
and
Microsoft, Google's and Google.
Android.
In addition, they also have now Amazon. And,
oh, right.
And then there's a new addition as well. I forget how you pronounce that. It's window or some? Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. It's the newest thing they added in there.
No. Well, what's Amazon? Is that the Kindle?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they have their own notification system with that.
Well, tell me about the technology. How does it work? Like, how do I get started using the setting up push notifications in
you
Notification
want
Hub?
Well, so at least in the .NET world, which
yeah.
is where we're living.
Yeah, let's talk about Azure, the world of Azure, and also, I don't want to restrict the clients to just the Microsoft world, because it's kind of cool, it's cross-platform.
Well, right,
so
not
cool.
The clients. I'm meaning more like, we're talking like a web API.
Okay.
.NET service of some sort, right?
All right.
So, essentially, they have an SDK that you can download that kind of walks you through pretty painlessly setting everything up. MSDN is obviously a really good resource for, you know, going step by step, and you need to register here and set this up here. But I mean, basically you have to go to each store for each OS that you want to set up for, right?
Okay.
So with Android, you need to go into Google Play Services, right? iOS, the App Store, and Windows has Windows Store. And within each of those, you have to follow their process to set up push notifications.
Okay.
And then each one of those will give you a key or something that you have to then go into the Azure Notification Hub, right?
Yeah.
And that's where you'll actually put all of those keys. And then all you have to really do from your service side is push to the Notification Hub. And it'll go through and go, okay, Android needs this, iOS needs this, Windows needs this.
Okay, so you'll set it up for each hub, but the message gets sent to the hub only one time, and the hub takes care of sending it out to each one of these services.
It can. So, you know, like in the case of the badge, like what he was talking about, that one's sort of specific to Windows Phone. So, you know, there's some custom things you can do for each one, too. Hmm. But if it's a simple, what do they call it?
You can do a raw or a toast. Then it will basically send that across the board to all three platforms. So to kind of summarize what Charlie was actually saying was, you for each one of the stores, whether it's iOS, Android, or Windows, you go ahead and reserve an application name in your store, right? Right at that point, you have the opportunity to get a what they call a secret client ID, whatever you configure that application to be in the store, your SID. You take that, and then you associate your application, whether it's a mobile app, with using that store association. It embeds that SID onto your device, right? On your app.
Okay.
And then when you go up to the Azure Notification Hub, you take that same client secret. For Google, it's GCMK, if I remember correctly. For Apple, it's like a file. You have to for iOS, you have to open up that file, and it gives you this. A long GUID, if you will. And then you basically configure each one of those on the hub. And what's nice about the hub is that you can either send it to a specific device for a particular user.
Okay.
You can send it to a user who's using multiple devices. Or you can also use a tag for a group. So you can do a broadcast notification for a group of people.
How do I communicate to the notification hub which ones I want? Who's going to go to?
So your notification logic, if you will, or if it's a service that you wrote that's sitting on the server that's actually generating the notifications,
mm-hmm.
you would at that point decide, okay, I'm going to send this notification to this many people. Now, some of them, based on their profile, may be iOS users. Some of them may be Windows users. You can then identify how you want to actually send the message to and what kind of template you want to use.
Okay, so there's an API. Part of that API is filtering who gets to receive the message.
Yep.
Right. So, yeah, whenever you register, no matter what platform, there's a concept called tags. And so you can set a tag for yourself as a device. So you can either create a tag for each device itself, or you can have a tag that's specific to a user. So if I log in on my Windows tablet, it's going to associate a tag from my profile. Then if I log in on my Android phone, it's going to have that same tag. So then that push notification can go to both.
Okay. Have you guys ever used Azure Mobile Services to configure this?
I have not. I don't know.
No, I have not. As a matter of fact, I just saw it very recently. And when you do that on Azure Mobile Services, what's interesting, I just found this out, that it, behind the scenes, creates your service bus and configures the hub for you.
Yeah, it's taking advantage of the same technology that you just described right there.
It's just a layer on top of it. So when we went to see what was happening in the notification hub, the same client secret and API, the endpoint that we configured on the service, on the mobile services, was actually already done for you in the hub.
Hmm. Okay. Is there anything else we haven't talked about? We should have.
Not that I can think of.
It sounds almost too easy.
Yeah.
Well, it actually is. Point, right? It actually is. And you know what's the nice thing is that there's a debug tab on the notification hub where you can go in. Once you have the client registered, you can actually just go in the debug tab, select your platform, give it the tag or the group name, and just type in a random message, hit that send, and see it work.
Very cool. If one of our users wants to, or one of our viewers wants to get started using this, what are some good resources they go to?
It's quite well described. If you go to the Azure Management Portal,
mm-hmm.
And literally select service bus, notification hub, create new, you see that little question mark in the bottom? You bring that little help within the Azure Management Portal.
Mm-hmm.
Each one of those steps is described. I mean, you drill down and it takes you the MSDN documentation.
I see.
Pretty much described quite well. If, hey, you know, we're open to answer any questions, feel free to reach us. We actually have live apps for all three platforms utilizing the notification hub as we
speak. What's the best way to reach you?
I work for a company called Aspect Software,
mm-hmm.
and my email address is azar.salahuddin@aspect.com. Or just go to digital.aspect.com, and I'm listed as one of the team members for our digital team.
Okay, and Charlie, you want to share your contact info?
Sure. It's you can reach me on Twitter at @chuckyc17.
That's a letter Y and letter C?
Letter Y, letter C. Okay. Yeah, that probably needs explanation.
All right, great. Guys, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Yeah.
I have these friends at work that just use technology to totally butcher up my MSDN Channel 9 interview, where they edited and dubbed it and put slow motion in there and totally made me look like a fool.
So they're no longer friends?
Oh, well, I have to bear with them because they're actually, you know, my technology partners at work. So it's not like I can divorce them. They're just there.